Mike, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Every once in a while, my two sons will peek over my shoulder to see who I'm going to have on the show. And my oldest asked, what's the Sierra Club, Dad? What do they do? And I thought I'd make that the first question.
That's a good place to start. We're one of the oldest and largest environmental groups in the United States. And we were founded back in the 1800s by John Muir. And ever since, we've been doing conservation work in order to help people protect, enjoy, and explore nature. And so the Michigan Sierra Club focuses on issues that are directly impacting our citizens here in Michigan. We've got about 17,000 members, but over 160,000 supporters here in the state. So a very large group. Very active membership, and we're here working for the citizens to try to make sure that we have clean air and clean water for everyone.
Environmental groups from throughout the state applauded Governor Rick Snyder for using his first veto since taking office to strike down House Bill 4326. Now, I believe that you believe that this bill would have stripped the authorities of Michigan's governor to protect the Great Lakes and other natural resources that inspire Pure Michigan campaign and that what you believe are so vital to the livelihoods of Michiganders. Expand on that.
Yeah, so this is a very interesting situation. This is Governor Snyder's first veto, the first thing he said no to the legislature on that they sent to his desk. And it's very cool because he used his veto in order to protect the Great Lakes and our environment in Michigan. This bill essentially handicaps the governor. It would have made it so that anytime Governor Snyder or any future governor wanted to put in place a rule, say they want to regulate a new chemical that we found out is dangerous, or they want to do something to protect our air or our water that's unique to Michigan, that maybe the federal regulations haven't already taken care of, Governor Snyder or future governors in Michigan would have been powerless to do so had this bill been in place. And so we think that Governor Snyder saw this bill as a threat to his power and also as a threat to the Great Lakes. That's kind of how we had been messaging it for quite some time and putting a lot of pressure on him and on the legislature to not move these bills forward. And luckily, Governor Snyder was listening. This is his first big major step in the right direction on an environmental issue all year. We're very happy to see that.
What is the Sierra Club stance on fracking?
So the Sierra Club is calling for a moratorium on fracking. Essentially what that means is we're asking the state of Michigan to just push pause on it for a little bit. Right now in Michigan, there's a couple deep horizontal wells that are being fracked. And if, for those that aren't aware, this is the process used to bring natural gas out of the ground. But it involves some major environmental issues. The companies that do this drilling, they drill down up to 10,000 feet, and then they start drilling horizontally. And they pump in a bunch of water that they take out of the ground. And that water, once it's pumped in, we can't get it back and can't reuse it because it's laced with a bunch of other chemicals that they put in there. A lot of those chemicals are carcinogens, things that, can give you cancer, can contaminate your water. And we've seen many contamination incidents in other states. And so what we're saying is here in Michigan, we're just kind of starting to get into this. Let's take a minute, think about this, make sure that we have the right protections in place before people go forward with this. And then if we think it's a good decision and we've got the regulations to protect our citizens, then we can go forward with it. So that's our stance on fracking.
All right, Mike, if more folks want information about the Sierra Club, where do they go?
Michigan.sierraclub.org, or you can give us a call at 517-484-2372 during normal business hours.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike.
Have a great day.